took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life with a new topic, prayer, and task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this broadcast is 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is don't let distractions make you miss your flight to destiny. Don't let distractions make you miss your flight to destiny. And our scripture for today comes from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 13, verses 18 through 24. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind you to join me live on Morning Motivation by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. You can also tune in live online from my website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. You'll be able to learn more about me, contact me, and hear prior Morning Motivation broadcasts there as well. Finally, you can connect with me on social media on Facebook at Rossi Williams. That's R-A-W-S-I Williams. And I must say this, I have a powerful announcement for your children at the end of our broadcast about two powerful, dynamic free summer camp programs for them, which will also be supplying breakfast and lunch. So you don't want to miss that information at the end of today's broadcast. Now, it's time to eat some hot breakfast. Let's delve into this word, the book of 1 Kings, chapter 13, verses 18 through 24. And I am reading from the KJV. He said unto him, I am a prophet also as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him, and did eat bread in his house, and drank water. And it came to pass that they sat at the table, talking about two prophets here, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord, forasmuch as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back, and hast eaten bread and drunk water in the place of which the Lord did say to thee, eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass or dead body shall not come, or thy body shall not come into the sepulchre of thy fathers. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, don't miss this now, pay attention, a lion met him by the way and slew him. And his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it. The lion also stood by the carcass. What is our topic for this morning? Don't let distractions cause you to miss your flight to destiny. Come on and give the Lord praise wherever you are for his word. Now, throughout this week, God has had me giving us a mid-year tune-up or checkup, if you will, because we're halfway through the year and he wants to make sure that we are staying on track. So our foundational scripture for this teaching has come from the Old Testament book of Habakkuk 2:1-4, where the Lord said to write the vision and make it plain so that he may run that readeth it. And on Monday, he had me focusing on mid-year checkup. 2017 is halfway gone. Are you on track? On yesterday, he had me focusing on staying in park will take you nowhere. And today, he brings us to the part three, if you will, of this mid-year tune-up of don't let distractions cause you to miss your flight to destiny. Now, in today's word, we saw a great example of how being distracted will impede your blessings, sometimes even to the point of resulting in death. In 1 Kings chapter 13, the biblical account showed us how two prophets, make sure you catch that, because there was a man of God in there who lied to the other man of God to distract him from his destiny to the point where the disobedience resulted in death. So we see these two prophets, and at the point where I began reading the scriptures, the lying prophet, the Bible said he lied, had approached the disobedient prophet, is how I'll reference them for expediency, and given him a false word from God, in other words, a distraction. God had commanded the disobedient prophet to go to a specific place, give a specific warning, and then come back home. God was so specific within the particulars of this commandment that he said to him, do not stop and eat, do not stop and drink, do not turn in to entertain or fellowship at another person's home, but go give this word and come straight back. That is the edict of the destiny that I purpose for you for this particular situation. Well, the prophet did that. He was obedient at first. He went and he gave the word. While he was giving this warning, another person heard him who just happened to be the son of the lying prophet. The son, in turn, went home and told his father about what he'd heard the other prophet say. So the lying prophet saddled the donkey, prepared himself, went and met this prophet and said, hey, I need you to come in and eat with me and drink with me. And then the disobedient prophet, who at that time was still obedient, said, well, I can't do that because God told me otherwise. How about the lying prophet then said to him, but an angel came to me and told me to come to you. Make sure you pay attention to that. An angel came to me, told me to come to you, and to give you this word that you are to come in and eat and drink with me. So the other prophet, despite having directly heard the word from God himself as to his destiny, his purpose, and what he was supposed to do, then turned and followed this man. And while they were sitting there eating, which is where I came in with today's word, then a real word came to the prophet, and he said to him, wait, well, now I got a real word for you. Previously, I had given you fake news, but I got a real word for you now from the Lord. Thus said the Lord, that because you listen to me, because you followed my distraction and you turned in and you ate with me and you drank with me, you won't even be able to complete your destiny. You won't be able to make it home. But once you leave this place, death is going to meet you en route because you detoured from the destiny that God himself told you was ordained for you. So when the disobedient prophet left the presence of the lying prophet, what did that word tell us? That a lion met him en route and killed him, and his body or his carcass laid there. And then the donkey stood by it, and the lion stood by it. And the part that I didn't read to you because we only have 15 minutes is that after this happened, that word came back to the lying prophet as to what had occurred. How about the lying prophet? even came and looked at the carcass lying and said, this is what happened because he was disobedient. Do you see what happens when you follow distractions? Distractions will cause you to miss your blessing. They will delay what had been purposed for you, sometimes temporarily, but other times even unto death. And what makes it even worse is that the people that you followed, the crowd that you partook of, the people that you listened to instead of God, even sometimes the people who are telling you that they got the word from God for you to do something in opposition to what God directly told you, will then stand there, celebrate over your carcass, and proclaim that if you had stayed on course, if you had checked in and boarded your flight en route to the destiny that the Lord had given you, you wouldn't be suffering the consequences of your disobedience. Isn't that something? Misery loves company. Distractions and detractors love to celebrate when you are thrown off course because you followed their fake news, their fake advice, as opposed to listening to the Lord. But I am here to encourage you this morning to stay on track because God has destiny for you. God has purpose for you and for me. How do we know it? Because in Jeremiah 1:5, he said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you and ordained you as a prophet to the nations. So before you were even conceptualized, before you even had a heartbeat, before people argued over whether you were a fetus or viable or not, God had already established purpose and destiny for you and for your seed, for you to excel and for you to have blessings. Not just after you die in heaven, but right here, here on earth, henceforth and forevermore. But you got to be willing to stay on track. Now, our time is almost out, so we got to get ready to go into prayer. I know this is some good teaching this morning, not just for you, but for me to stay on track. So wherever you are, let's get ready to go into prayer right now. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. So I invite you to participate actively in this prayer this morning. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. We magnify and thank you for all you have done for us, for your blessings, Lord, because you said you cause your blessings, your son, your latter rain, your grace and mercy, your forgiveness and love to rise on the just as well as the unjust. So, Father, today we come standing on your word that we will no longer be distracted because we know your word in Ephesians 3:20 says that you do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, that your word in Philippians 4:19 says that you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory, that in 1 Corinthians 2:9, our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, neither had it entered into our hearts, the things, the blessings, the giftings, the talents, the destiny that you have prepared for us in accordance with Deuteronomy 28:13 as well, that you make us the head and not the tail. So, Lord, we praise you. We magnify you this morning because you said in Jeremiah 29:11, you know the plans you have for us, plans to prosper us and never to harm us. And then in Jeremiah 1:5, that before we were even thought about on this earth, you had already predestined us and prepared us before we were even in the womb. So help us, God, to not be distracted, to stay focused, to run this race that is set before us with our eyes always on the prize, understanding that our destiny will not be someone else's destiny. Our gifting, our talents may not be those of someone else, but that every person under the sound of my voice, and even those who will not hear it, that we all have purpose. We are all validated as being made in your image to accomplish your will in the earth, to expand your kingdom, that no soul would perish and that we would live our best lives now. In Jesus' name, we count it done. And let everyone say, amen. Praise the Lord wherever you are this morning. I want you to just repeat after me. Then I must give you the announcement and then our task for today because we're running out of time. But say, today I board my flight to destiny. Hallelujah. Come on and make it personal to you. Today I board my flight to my destiny. In the name of Jesus, oh, magnify him wherever you are. Stay in the spirit as I give you the announcement and then our task for today. First of all, there are two great summer programs. They are free and they are available for our youth, and I count it a privilege to be able to bring this to you on this morning. The first program that I want to announce, this is 1 week only, and it is sponsored by the 100 Black Men of South Florida Incorporated organization, and it is called the 100 Middle School Summer Law Program. This program will be from June 26th to June 30th. That's a Monday through Friday of this year. Free breakfast and free lunch are provided, and the ages are 11 through 14. The address is the Miami Carroll City Senior High School in Miami Gardens, and the time is 8:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. Again, this is free, but there is an enrollment deadline, which is Monday, June 19th. So I need you to contact attorney Damian Thomas, and his number is 305-895-7553. Again, that's 305-895-7553. Please get your kids enrolled, especially your sons, your grandsons, nephews, any males you know, ages 11 through 14, it is a privilege for them to be mentored by the 100 Black Men of South Florida. Additionally, there is another summer camp that's going on all summer long, and it is free. This is the Summer Break Youth Camp. It is from June 12th through August 11th, yes, the whole summer, 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. Free breakfast and hot lunch will be provided, and this is ages 6 through 18. There are no limits on the number of kids who can enroll, so if you can have multiple children ages 6 through 18, please send them out. This is being held at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ at 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue in Miami, and the number is 305-754-2283. Pastor Errol Cooper Sr. and First Lady Toni Cooper, and I can tell you this is my church, so I know they're going to have a great time. Now, I am going to post this information on my website, fillthefire.com, this morning after 8 a.m. Eastern. So go to the events page and you will see all of the contact information, the names, the addresses, everything you need to know to get your children involved. Additionally, this broadcast of Morning Motivation will also be on the website after 8 a.m. Eastern on the Morning Motivation page. So please share this broadcast with others, not just for their souls to be edified, but so that they can go and get the information about the summer camps. I mean, God is blessing us, isn't he? He's blessing our children. So don't even let them be distracted this summer. Get them into these programs. No one has paid me, let me tell you. No one has paid me to advertise this. It's not even an advertisement. No one paid me to do this. I just count it such a privilege to see something out there for our children. This is children of all ethnicities, races. It doesn't matter what church they go to, what school they attend. They can attend either or both of these programs. All right? Our topic for this morning is, don't let distractions make you miss your flight to destiny. Your task for today is to take stock of your life, identify the distractions, and put them in their place. Either manage them or eliminate them. All right, this is Evangelist Roxy Williams. I will see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. If you missed the broadcast for any reason, it is always posted on fillthefire.com after 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can connect with me as well on Facebook at Roxy Williams. That's R-A-W-S-I. All right. Go board your flight to your destiny today. No more distractions, no more standby, and no more missing flights. I love you. I'll see you in the morning.
praise the Lord.